In Parshas Emor, the Bas Kohen, the daughter of the Kohen, makes a number of appearances, either directly or indirectly, and I think this gives us an opportunity to discuss the role, or the perks, or perhaps lack thereof, of being a Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, in the Torah, in Judaism. It also, I guess we could say, perhaps, is Inyan HaDiyoma, because we know that by Pesach there was a movement to have a Birchas Kohanos, a blessing of the female Kohanim, or Kohanot, by the Kotel, by the woman of the wall. And does that have a makor? We're not going to get into that right now, but I guess it's on people's minds, and it's certainly the discussion is somewhere in the Torah, and we're trying to discuss of what I think to be is perhaps everywhere in Torah that the Bas Kohen's role is relevant or irrelevant where it's spoken about. So let's begin in the most clear and obvious way, and that is the eating of truma. Eating of the truma that goes to the Kohanim. The Torah says in Vayikra Chav Beis of Gimel that a Bas Kohen, as long as she hasn't married a non-Kohen, is allowed to eat the truma. Uvas Kohen ki tiyel almano grusha v'zera in la v'shava al beis avia b'nu'reha milacham avia tochal v'chol zar lo yelchal bo. So the implication of the pasuk is that if she was married and then she got divorced and she returns to her father's house, she can continue to eat truma. But the implication is that as long as she's under the roof of her father, she's being supported by her father, she's not married, she's allowed to eat truma as a Bas Kohen. We'll discuss in a second whether that is inherent to her Kedusha, or is that only because of her connection to her father. It's clear to well in Babidbar, Yudches Aleph, and Vayikra Yudal, and Vayikra Chaf Beis Gimel. She can also have Kodshei Kalim, the korbanos that the Kohanim eats, as well. A Bas Kohen can partake in that as well. The Gemara in Yevamos Pei Zayin says that once she marries the Yisrael as a Levi, so then she loses her kahuna, as it says in Vayikru, Bas Kohen kitiyah leish zar. Once she marries a strange man, i.e. a Yisrael, not a Kohen or a Levi, so then she loses her ability to partake of the truma. Again, the truma, the amount of food that goes to the Kohanim, that is their right. So where does this Kedusha come from? Is it inherent that she's allowed to have truma, or is it only because of her connection to her father? So the Torah's Kohanim in Vayikra Chaf Beis Yud Beis says that a Bas Kohen who marries a Yisrael loses her Kedusha, and the Mishnah Lamelech and his Derech Mitzvah and the end of Chela Gimel has a suffix about a Bas Kohen who marries a Yisrael and then eats truma. Let's say you're the daughter of a Kohen, you grew up eating truma, and now you marry a Yisrael, and now you're upset that you lost your truma. I can't have truma anymore, it was so delicious. And you can't overcome the taiva, the desire to have truma, and you go and you have some truma. So what's her punishment? Is she chayev misa b'yidei shemayim or not? Is she chayev, as she normally would be, death from heaven for eating? So if, is she chayev misa b'yidei shemayim like any other non-Kohen? Or we know that this woman, she would be putter from paying the penalty, and therefore perhaps she would not be chayev misa b'yidei shemayim. So we see that perhaps there's already perhaps a suffix, a doubt, that maybe she has her own inherent kedusha that makes it not so bad if she eats truma when she's not attached to her family. Somewhere inside of her is the special kedusha that allows her to eat kohen, to eat a truma, even if she's not connected to the family. And there's different opinions back and forth. The Rashi Lishans and the Taras Kohanim says the Bas Kohen has Kedusha on her own, and it's not because of a connection to her father. And there's all Sfeikos back and forth and different discussions in the Rishonim, but this is the first question that's raised. And the halacha is that if she divorces her husband or she left as a widow, she returns to her father's status, she can eat Truma again, as the Pasuk said before. But if she has a son with the Yisrael, then she's attached to her son, and then she can't have Truma anymore after that. And then the Gemara in Sotach of Gimel says the Kohenes can't eat Kodshei Kodshim, the holiest Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's because it says by Achatas, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yo'achal Osa. Yo'achal Osa. That only the Zachar of the Kohanim, the males of the Kohanim, can eat Kodshei Kodshim, the holiest of the Korbanos. So we see so far she can have Truma, she can have Kodshei Kalim, the not Kodshei Kodshim. What about Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash?
Can the Yisrael eat Kodshei Kalim?
What?
The Yisrael can eat Kodshei Kalim.
Yes.
So what does she, like, what's the difference?
Oh, nothing necessarily. Just the Torah includes her in those types of korbanos as well. The Gemishnah in Kedushin Lamavavav cites Psukim and Vayikra that show that women are puzzled in the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. You cannot have a Kohen, a Sabas Kohen, serving in the Beis HaMikdash based on Psukim in the Torah. The Rambam cites this as a halacha in the Chosbias Mikdash and Perek Tes. Zar Shavad B'Mikdash, a non-Kohen who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, Avodasa Pesula. His avoda is invalid. V'chayv Misa B'Yedei Shemayim. He should be punished from heaven. Shnamar V'Hazar HaKarev Yumas B'Pi HaShmua Lamdu. We learn from here. Shein Chiyav Ze'al L'Karev Avoda. V'Heichen Yizar Elav V'Zar L'Yikrev Aleichem. Eza Huzar. Fine. What's a Zar? What's a stranger to the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? Kol Shenu Mizera Aharon Hazcharim. Whoever is not a male descendant of Aaron HaKohen. Shnamar Baruchu B'nei Aharon. The sons of Aaron serve to B'nei Aharon. The sons of Aaron bring the Ketores. B'nei Aharon, V'lo, B'nos Aaron. So what about Birchas Kohanos? So I don't know of any open source that discusses women making a Birchas Kohanim or not. But it seems to be clear because the Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, Amor al B'nei Aharon, you should say to the sons of Aaron to say Birchas Kohanim. So the implication would be B'nei Aharon again, V'lo, B'nos Aaron. I don't want to make up my own drasha. We don't find the Chazal, but it seems to be the Pshat and the Pesukim when it comes to Birchas Kohanim and Nesias Kapayim, B'nei Aharon and not B'nos Aharon. Especially if you say that the Nesias Kapayim, Birchas Kohanim is in the Torah of Avoda. There's a whole piece in the Chavtzal Sasharon, Rav Kalbach writes in the Chavtzal Sasharon in Vayikri, there's a long takir back and forth whether Birchas Kohanim is Avoda, is it service, or is it Bracha? Is it simply a blessing? And he has nafkim in his back and forth, whatever it is. And if you're going to say that it's in the Torah of Avoda, it's under the rubric, the umbrella of Avoda, so certainly that would call into question to having a Bas Kohen serve in that position as well. One other aspect of things that are not necessarily applicable nowadays, but should be applicable when Mashiach comes, is a fantastic Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Tazri and Os Vav that says very clearly that a Bas Kohen, a Kohenes, is allowed to Paskin on the Gayim, is allowed to look at Saras and decide. Listen to this. Ma'isa b'kohen afad shayo roes Nagayim. There used to be a Kohen who had a job looking at Nagayim, Saras. Mata yadu b'kesh l'tseis l'chutz aretz. He needed money, he wanted to go work in chutz l'aretz. Karli ishto amar Allah, he told his wife, Bishvil shibnei adam regil mavo etzli, because I'm the address in this city of looking at Saras, for people who have Shilas, Liros es Nagayim, Kasha alai l'tseis melayim, it's going to be difficult if I leave, what are they going to do? Who are they going to ask their Saras Shilas to? Eloboi v'ani milam decha chie roa es hanagayim, let me show you and teach my wife, the Kohenes, had a paskin on Nagayim.
She's an Ashes Kohen.
So I would say Kal v'chomer. If an Ashes Kohen is allowed to, then certainly a Bas Kohen should be allowed to. And he goes a whole shikul Torah back and forth. If the hair looks like this, if it's over here on the body, if it's white like this, if it's deep and not deep, all the different halachos. And then she goes on to give him musar. And she says, oh, all these hairs on the body, like where do they get the nutrients from? Well, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, even the tiniest hair, Hashem takes care of it on the human body. And she turns to her husband and says, well, if Hashem can give Parnassus, so to speak, if he can support the tiniest little hair on the human body, so don't you think he can find you a Parnassa in Eretz Yisrael? You're going to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutz La'aretz to find a Parnassa. You should have Bitachon and Hashem. And he said, you're right, and he decided to stay, and his wife never got a chance to look at Nagai. So, but we see, nevertheless, that a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, would be allowed to pass in on a Shaila of Tzaras and Nagai. Let's return to Lemaisa nowadays. Hopefully these things will be, that we spoke about, will be relevant. Mehervi Amin, the base Amigdash should be rebuilt. But let's discuss things that are practical.
We don't have to push it, Saras.
What's going to be practical in the near future. Let's begin with Matnos Kahuna. There are some gifts of the Kohanim that exist nowadays, that we can fulfill nowadays. There's a machlokus in the Gemara Nechulim Kuflam Abayv as to whether a Bas Kohen can get Zeroa L'chaim and Keva. Zeroa is the foreleg and the tongue and the cheek and the jawbone of the animal and the stomach. These are gifts that the Torah commands to give to the Kohanim first. You can fulfill this nowadays if you slaughter your own cow. It might not be a chiyuv to give it, but there is a mitzvah to give it that you could fulfill. But it only works if you have your own cow. So unless you're slaughtering your own cow, it's not going to be so applicable to give the jaw and the leg and the stomach to your favorite next-door neighbor Kohen. But assuming this would be possible, and assuming one could carry it out, the Gemara has a machlokus whether a Bas Kohen would be allowed to get these gifts. Rabbi Shmuel says yes. The Pasuk in Devarim Yudches says, V'nasan Sorry, no. He says v'nasam l'kohen, kohen, and not kohenes. A kohen and not a female kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, it says kohen and even kohenes. That's what it means. Kohen comes to include a kohenes as well, a female kohen, and there's a machlokus regarding the different concepts of a miyat, achar miyat, when the Torah comes to specify things. What does it mean when it's coming to specify? The Gemara has a discussion over there. The halacha l'maisa is in the Rambam Hilchos Bikurim and the Shulchan Aruch. In Yoredeya, in Siman Samach Aleph, in Sifches, that you can give these three parts to the animal and fulfill the mitzvah by giving it to a kohenes. You can give it to a bas kohen. Even if a bas kohen marries a Yisrael, she still retains her kedusha to get that. So she doesn't miss out. If she marries a Yisrael, the place in Samach Aleph Vav and the Chsam Sofer in the Tshuvas in Yoredeya, Siman Shin Aleph, say that they both fulfilled this mitzvah by giving it to the Yisrael who married a Bas Kohen. Because the Bas Kohen's ability to collect is so powerful that even a Yisrael who marries her is allowed to collect on her behalf. So we see the mitzvah can be done nowadays. You get yourself a cow, and you take out the tongue, and the foreleg, and the stomach. You want to give it to a Bas Kohen, you can fulfill the mitzvah, Bizman Hazeh. Next, Reishis Hagez. You can give the first shearings of the wool nowadays as well to a Kohen, if you had a wool, sheep to give, to take the wool from. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yikurim again, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei and Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, that you're allowed to. What's the source? The Torah says in Dvarim Yud Ches, Reishis Degoncho Tirosh Chavitzarecha, all of different agricultural presents can be given to the Kohanim, V'Reishis Geis Soncha, and the first shearings of wool can also be given. So says the Rambam, we see that just like Truma is in the same pasuk with the first shearings of wool, and Truma is given to a Bas Kohen, so too the first shearings of wool. If you bought yourself a sheep, and you were able to give it away, you can give it to a Bas Kohen at the same time. Next, let's move on to something a little bit more practical, which comes up more often, but not so often, and that is a Pidyon HaBen. Can you give the money for Pidyon HaBen to a Bas Kohen or a Kohenes? So writes the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim Aleph Yud. V'chein, Pidyon HaBen l'zichrei kohuna. The money of the Pidyon HaBen is only given to male Kohanim. Shukei Namar, it says in Bamidbar, V'nasata ha-kesef li'aron u'levanov, to Aaron and his sons. This is the understanding of the Rush as well in the end of Bechoros, and the Tshuvas HaRush in Klal Mem Tes, and the Tshuvas HaRash, and Siman Tav Tav Lamed Vav, and the Sefer HaChinuch and Shin Sadi Beis, the Tur in Yoredeya and Siman Shin Hei, and the Tosfos HaRin in Kedushin, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and the Tshuvas HaRadvaz. However, there is a Shita of Tosfos in Psachim, and Daf Mem Tes, who says that a Kohenes can receive a Pidyon HaBen. And he explains, based on the Gemara inclusion Daf Ches, that Rav Kahana was able to accept a Pidyon HaBen, even though he was Yisrael, because he accepts on behalf of his wife, who was a Bas Kohen. Says Tosos, you can give the money of a Pidyon HaBen to a Bas Kohen. This is repeated by Tosos again there in Kedushin. And so we have a Shitas HaTosos, which we're going to assume we don't pass him like, as we'll see in a moment. But Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Hagos, there in Yoredeya and Siman Samach Aleph, says that this is part of the Machlokas Amorayim of whether a Bas Kohen can get Manos Kahuna that we discussed before. If she can get Manos Kahuna, then yes, she can get Pidyon HaBen. And if she cannot get the gifts given to Kohanim, then a Bas Kohen cannot get the money for Pidyon HaBen. And this is how the halacha would seem to play out. But the Shuvas Mahari HaLevi in Al-Ches says, how are you going to go like a Suffolk and Tosos versus the Rambam and the Rashba and the Rush? Clearly the halacha is that we only give the money to a Zachar Kohen, not a Bas Kohen or Kohenes. And that would seemingly be the clear halacha. Except for the Chsam Sofer in Yoredeya, there in Siman Shinah, the Chsam Sofer says that if it's the day of the Pidyon HaBen, the right day of the Pidyon HaBen, and there is no Kohen around, and you're afraid there's not going to be a Kohen around in the near future, then you can give the money to a Bas Kohen for the Pidyon HaBen, and when a Kohen comes without a bracha, and then when a Kohen comes along sometime in the future, you can do the Pidyon HaBen with the bracha later on. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Yoredeya Samach Aleph that the entire discussion is only about a Bas Kohen, but not an Eishes Kohen at all. We're not even going to have a Havamina that you could use an Eishes Kohen against what Tosfos said in Kedushin and Psachim. So halacha l'maisa, a Kohen for a Pidyon HaBen, and not a Bas Kohen. Now, we know that we don't do a pidyon haben if the parents are from a Levium or Kohanim. So what's the behind that halacha? Let's say you have a Yisrael father, who's not a Kohen, but a Bas Kohen mother. What's the situation there? So we have a Gemara in Bechoros Mem Zayin and Mechul and Kuchlam Abayz again, that if the mother is a Bas Kohen, the father is a Yisrael, and there's no Pidyon HaBen. The Torah says that the child depends on the Petzah Rechem, the opening of the womb. So it's obviously the mother who has the womb, and therefore we look at her status as well. So there's two parts. There's the Petzah Rechem, and not being from the family of Kohanim. So both of those combine together, meaning you have to have both parents being from Yisrael and not Kohanim together. This is the halacha cited by the Rambam Hilchos Bikurim. Again, there's an amazing tshuva from the Trumas Hadeshin. We know, as the Gemara there says, that if a Bas Kohen has relations with a guy, so then the child would get a Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because if the Bas Kohen has relations with the guy, she becomes a Chalala. She loses her Kedusha from the family of Kohanim. And once she loses her Kedusha, so then she simply becomes a regular old Yisrael. And since she's a Yisrael, and the father's a guy, so then you can have a Pidyon HaBen in such a case. So the Trumas Hadeshin asked the following Shaila. Or it's not true. He wasn't asked the following Shaila because he made up all of his Shailas. But he raises the following question. He says, this is in Reish Samach Zayin, about a Bas Kohen, a single Bas Kohen, who became pregnant through Znus. She was not careful, and she slept around, and she says that the father is a Yisrael, and that Yisrael says, no, I'm not the father, it was a guy. So the question is, the baby's going to be born, does the baby get a Pidyon HaBen? Who do we listen to? Do we listen to the mother who says that the father is Yisrael, and therefore Bas Kohen plus Yisrael means Pidyon HaBen? Or do we listen to the suspected father who's denying being the father, who says that it's a guy, and therefore guy plus Bas Kohen equals Pidyon HaBen? So who are we going to follow in this case? So he says that you cannot trust a man who's going to come and say what somebody else did in their relationship. We can't trust this Yisrael to say that I know for sure that this woman slept with a guy. We know he's not trustworthy, and she is trustworthy to make a statement about her own situation. In addition, since the child, when he is born, he will be muchzak on the money. He's going to be the one who's muchzak on the money, who has the money in his hand, and he's holding on to the money essentially, because the kohen doesn't have the money yet. And we're not gonna, you have to, in order to be hamotzi mechavero al haraya, if you want to take money from someone, you need to bring a proof. And we don't have a proof that this child's father is a guy. And therefore, says the Trumas Hadeshin, the halach would be that there's no Pidyon HaBen, because we listen to the mother who says the father is Yisrael, and we don't listen to this other guy who says that the father is a guy. This is all cited l'halach in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Hei Yud Ches. Kohanim v'leviim peturim v'pidyon haben v'afilu kohenes v'levia nesuah liYisrael. In all these cases, he quotes the Ramah, cites the Shaila of Trumas Hadeshin. So that is the halacha. You need to have two parents who are Yisraelim in order to have a pidyon haben. There's an amazing sheet of Rav Yaakov Emden. This is fantastic. You know, this is like the chumrah of the week. So it's not just Rav Yaakov Emden, but the Divrei Chamudos and the Rosh in Bechoros and Aleph Tes and Rav Yaakov Emden, the Shaila Sagvitz in Chelik Aleph and Kufnun Hay says that since our Kohanim are not Kohani Chazaka, our Kohanim, we don't necessarily know if they are Meyuchas 100% back to Aaron HaKohen, and their status of getting benching and aliyahs and Meyuchas Kohanim is based on a Chazaka. My father's a Kohen, his father's a Kohen, it's reliable, but it's not 100%. The Chazaka is not as strong as we'd like it to be, but nevertheless, we continue to rely on them as Kohanim. There's a famous story brought in by Elias Eliyahu saying that the Vilna Gaon, when he met someone from the Rappaport family, who are known to have proper yichus, he went when he was older and did another Pidyon HaBen for himself, just in case his Pidyon HaBen, when he was 30 days old, wasn't good enough. So we have such a concept that the Kohanim are not Kohani Chazaka, not necessarily 100% Kohanim. So says Rav Yaakov Emden, if that's the case, let's say you have a father who's Yisrael, And a mother who is a Bas Kohen says Rav Yaakov, maybe she's not a Bas Kohen. There's a chance she's not. We don't know 100%. And therefore, he says, out of Suffolk, you should do a pidyon haben on a child from a Yisrael married to a Bas Kohen. Because it might not be that she's a Bas Kohen. Ah, well, I don't have a Suffolk about the father if I have a Kohen father and a Yisrael mother. So he says, I don't want to start causing trouble that this Kohen, I have another pidyon haben, because maybe he's not a real Kohen. And the whole community and the whole world doesn't know. Is he a Kohen? Is he not a Kohen? Should he do Berachas Kohen? Should he ben? Should he get an Aliyah? So he says, let's just pick on the wives and the mothers because they're not doing anything anyway in the realm of a priesthood, and we'll leave the fathers alone. This is the Shita of Rav Yaakov Venn, cited by the Piskei Tshuva there in Shin He. The Chsam Sofer in Yerodei Reish Tzadi Al cites the Shelos Yavis, and he says this is 100% incorrect, but he doesn't explain why it's incorrect. And the Aruch HaShulchan here as well argues very forcefully against the Rav Yaakov Venn, and he says you're being mezalzel in the Kohanim, you're being mezalzel, you're disrespecting the Kahuna, Chas V'Shalom, that we should be machmer for this opinion of Yaakov Emden. If you have a Bas Kohen, who's the mother, and the fathers of Yisrael, leave the kid alone. There should not be a pidyon haben. Now, the Shevet Shimon, in his pidyon nefesh, brings a brilliant raya against Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Listen to this. He says, I have a sveka. I have two doubts. Not to do a pidyon haben. Perhaps the mother is actually a Bas Kohen. That's the first suffek. And the other suffek is that perhaps the Kohen that I'm going to do this pidyon haben with is not a Kohen as well. He says to Rav Yaakov Emden, you can't have the suffek both ways. It has to be even. If you're going to say that the mother of this child might not be a Kohen, and therefore we have to do a pidyon haben, so then maybe the Kohen who I'm going to do the pidyon haben with isn't even a Kohen in the first place. So I have a sveka, two doubts together, says the Shevet Shimon, no pidyon haben. We could call into question the sveka, because usually when you have two doubts together, it needs to be on the same thing. You have to have two svekos on the same entity we're dealing with. One suffik about the mother, and another suffik about the mother. But that's not the suffik here. It's I'm two sveikos, one from right field, one from left field. I can't just say, bring any doubt I want into any situation. They're not connected to each other. So I think we could say, what he might be saying is as follows. There's a famous idea from Chaim Soloveitchik that we are only machmer for a suffik when you're machmer for that suffik, you're going to solve the problem. But if I'm not going to solve the problem after being machmer, so then, why am I going to be machmer for? So in this case, if I'm machmer and I said, ah, the mother's a Bas Kohen, but she might not be from the Kahuna, so I'm going to go do a pidyon haben, and I go do a pidyon haben, who says I'm going to solve the problem? Is that really true? Maybe that Kohen's not going to be a real Kohen. Maybe that Kohen's not going to be a real Kohen. So I could do 100 pidyon habens, I could do 1,000 pidyon habens, and I might have the same suffix every single time. So therefore, that's why it's not going to work. This is one of the issues that I raise when it comes to the tcheles, right? They want to say that if I put this blue from the snail on the tcheles, so this is where Shechter brings in his in the Ginas Egos when he discusses the issue with the tcheles, and he says, if I put the tcheles on the tzitzis, and I have a suffik whether I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, but I don't know if I fulfilled the mitzvah in the first place. If I have a suffik whether this blue dye is the actual tzeles, and I put it on my tzitzis, so then what am I being machmer for if I don't even know if I possibly fulfilled it? So what did I accomplish? And Rav Shechter deals with that, and he explains why he doesn't think that's such a point.
Just moving to the late 21st century, where we now do genetic testing.
Yeah.
And they're supposedly on the Y chromosome,
this the gene.
Cohen gene.
Gene.
Doesn't
yeah.
that automatically eliminate all female because she can't have a Y chromosome?
So the test is good, but you'd have to, the test needs to be worked on more. The test has not tested, it's good. From what I understand, the test has not tested enough Kohanim yet. And you have to test to know if this one is and this one's not. There's more to discuss about the test and the halachic usage of the test. There has to be more of the testing, but I guess if there
but
was more...
What I'm saying is, though, that a female can't have a Y chromosome.
She would have...
That it's on the Y
chromosome. So would it work? I guess perhaps it would work to say there wouldn't be a pidyon haben.
But she still isn't a Kohen because she doesn't have the Kohen.
So she can't... It's only in the males.
Right.
Ah. I hear. I don't know. More genetic research needs to be done. There is a
statement.
What?
I'm available.
Available. The is a statement of the Chassan Sofer, not the Chassam Sofer. Chassan Sofer with a nun. He writes in Simon Chaf Hey that it would be best to use a Kohen who's married to a Bas Kohen. If you want to be really machmer for your son's pigeon or ben, you should use a Kohen who's married to a Bas Kohen. Why? Because if this Kohen isn't good, so then you can rely on the sheet of Tosfos that you can use the husband of a Bas Kohen. And that's the best person to use. A Kohen who's married to a Bas Kohen. We'll see that there's other milas as well for a Kohen to marry a Bas Kohen. We'll discuss that later on. But that is his chumrah of the Chassan Sofer. Okay, next. We know there's a mitzvah of Vikidashto. The Kohanim get special preferential treatment in certain areas of halacha, first online, benching, aliyahs, things like that. We discussed the mitzvah of Vikidashto way back when we discussed why we give Kohanim a Yashikayach. After Birchas Kohanim, they have a special mitzvah to treat them properly. So the Minchas Chinuch writes in mitzvah Reish Samech Tes that he has a suffix whether an androgynous or a tumtum, someone who has questionable sexual identity physically, as to whether they have a mitzvah Vikidashto. So what's the implication from the Minchas Chinuch? If he has a suffix whether this person of questionable identity, whether they're male or female, has a mitzvah of Vikidashto to treat them in such a way, it must mean that he holds that there's no mitzvah of Vikidashto when it comes to a Bas Kohen. They ask this question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich writes in his Gam Odecha Binyanim Shonim in Chela Gimel Os Aleph, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that it appears to him that it doesn't apply. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who has a lot of Mar Makomas in his head, felt that he does not know of any source that would apply Vikidashto to a Bas Kohen. There's a piece, Rotsika Reisman from Los Angeles, in his Ratz Kitzvi, Paninyone Nashim and Halacha, and Chelik Alvin Simeon Dal, he has a whole Arichas. He wants to show there is the mitzvah of the Kidashto of preferential treatment by Bas Kohen, but there's more to say about some of his proofs. Next, Bas Kohen, as we know, can be Matame Lemes, should become, walk into a cemetery, right? That's a perk of being a Bas Kohen, not a Kohen. I guess if you think that's a perk, the Gemara in Sotah, Chaf Gimel, and Kedushin Lamehem, they say that a Kohenes cannot be Matamah Lemesim, Vayikra, in our parsha, it says, Amor al Kohenim, B'nei Aharon, below B'nos Aharon, the sons of Aharon, not the daughters of Aharon. This is cited by the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Yerodein Shinai and Gimel. There's a discussion regarding being Matayers yourself before the holidays. The Beis Shmuel writes in Aben Ezra Nun Hei, that the Gemara Yevamo seems to imply that a Bas Kohen should be careful about not becoming Tamei before the Regel. Because there's a mitzvah to be pure before the Regel, so everyone can go to the Beis HaMikdash. So, yes, she would apply to that, says the Beis Shmuel, but like anybody else. Not because she's a Kohenist, but there are times that a Bas Kohen has to be careful, just like the rest of Klal Yisrael, before the Shalosh Regalim, before they go to the Beis HaMikdash. Next. The major last topic to discuss in the time that we have is going to be the inyan of marrying a Bas Kohen. Should one marry a Bas Kohen or should one not marry a Bas Kohen? Why? Well, it's a Gemara that you have on your sheets in Pesachim Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara says that a Chacham cannot benefit from any meal that's not a Sudas Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what type of meal is not a Sudas Mitzvah that you should not rejoice at? So the Gemara says, a meal celebrating the marriage of a Bas Kohen to Yisrael. It's a big loss when a Bas Kohen has to marry Yisrael. So you should have married a Kohen. So the Gemara says that the marriage of a Bas Kohen to Yisrael is not going to go well. What's going to happen? Either she's going to be widowed, divorced, they're not going to have any children, she's going to bury him prematurely or vice versa, she's going to end up being poor. And that's what the Gemara says. The Yisrael should not marry a Bas Kohen. Rav Yochanan said there in the Gemara that who wants to get rich should marry someone who's a Bas Kohen. It's good to marry a Bas Kohen. And all the more so, you should have Torah and Kahuna together. So we see from here that the Gemara concludes in this point that a Chacham Yisrael, a Talmud Chacham, should marry a Bas Kohen. But an Am Haaretz should not marry a Bas Kohen. Rav Yeshua says he married a Bas Kohen and he got sick. And he says it's because he was punished for marrying a Bas Kohen, because he wasn't worthy of marrying Mr. Guna. Obviously, Rav Yeshua is a very big anav. Rav Yidi Bar Avin married a Bas Kohen. He had two sons who became great poskim, so it worked out for him. And Rav Papa said he had not married a Bas Kohen, he wouldn't have become rich. And Rav Kahana says, it didn't work out for me because I married a Bas Kohen and I had to run away. A terrible story happened with him and he had to run away from home. So the halacha of the Bas Kohen not marrying a regular Yisrael was brought la halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simon Beis, Sif Ches. This is halacha in Shulchan Aruch that Yisrael should not marry, Yisrael Amaris should not marry a Bas Kohen. The Maharam Shik asks, how can one any marry a Bas Kohen? If the Shulchan Aruch, what's the problem if the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yeridei and Reshimim Gimel that no one today has the true status of a Talmud Chacham? If no one has the true status of a Talmud Chacham, then how can anyone marry a Bas Kohen? Because we're all Amaratsim. So how are we, what's going to happen to the Bas Kohen? A different Shidduch crisis. So he goes on to say that nowadays any good Bachar who has any amount of Yerush Shemayim can marry Bas Kohen. And that's a good enough. Rashi Sachem says the issue is that it wouldn't be proper for the kahuna, that Aaron would be upset that his daughter is marrying someone who's not so great. So if this is the best we have in our generation, so Aaron will be happy with it. He'll have to deal with the status of our Talmid Chachamim in that case. On the flip side, the Chavasiyo writes in Siman Ayin that no. The answer is we don't have real Amaratsim nowadays. Our Amaratsim are better than the Amaratsim from the time of the Gemara. And therefore, we don't have to worry so much. Our Amaratsim are allowed to marry. The Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch writes in Simon Yud Aleph in his Tshuvos in Zion that nowadays our Kohanim are Betoras Safek. As we discussed, they don't have a strong Chazakah, and therefore that's why they don't eat a Truma Mido Raisa nowadays. And as long as the Bachar knows at least one Masechta, says the Tzemach Tzedek, so that's sufficient that he can marry a Bas Kohen. He just has to know one Masechta, and that's fine to marry Bas Kohen. In addition, he says, since this is something that people aren't careful about, the Dashu Bezer Rabim, he writes, people are certainly not careful about this halacha. So he says, Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Hashem will protect the foolish people who marry Bas Kohen, and they won't end up so bad, and they won't be punished in light of their not knowing any better. The Apnei Sedek in Evan Ezer Simon Hay says there are three levels in this world. There's a Talmud Chacham who should marry a Bas Kohen, so you can have Torah and Kuna together. There's an Amma Aretz who should not marry a Bas Kohen. But then there's the regular people in the middle. He says the regular people in the middle, it's not a mitzvah for them to marry a Bas Kohen, but if they do, we're not going to stop it. If I have a choice between a Shidduch, between a Bas Kohen and marrying a regular person, and a Bas Kohen marrying a Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham should go first, but not the regular person, says the Avnei Tzedek. The Chin of Achista and Chelik Beis. So he writes that we should be machmer for this nowadays, since we don't treat our kohanim as a suffolk anymore, and it would be not proper, and it would be a great sakana for an unworthy groom to marry a Bas Kohen. Finally, Ravad Yosef writes in Yechav Adas, in Chelik Hay, in Siman Samach Aleph, he writes again Yabia Omer in two places. He has a different three levels of who should marry a Bas Kohen. He says that if a person learns every day for at least an hour, and he's involved in Torah and mitzvahs and chesed, and he has nothing to worry about. It's a mitzvah for him to marry a Kohen. He says, such a person who learns for an hour in a day is a good person. It's a mitzvah for him to marry a Bas Kohen, and he'll get all the brachos in the Gemara. On the other extreme, if the person is Michal Shabbos and doesn't follow the Torah, and he's not careful, you should guide him away from marrying a Bas Kohen. And lastly, if you're a regular guy, you learn a little bit, a little Torah, you're not so great, you're not so bad. So he says, in such a case, this person is what we'll call religious, he's parav, and therefore he can marry a Bas Kohen, but he won't get any bracha of wealth. None of the good stuff that comes with marrying a Bas Kohen, he'll just end up being parav. So we have Ravad Yosef, we have Nei Tzedek, better should be a Talmud Chacham. If it's a regular person, then it's okay, we're not going to stop it, but we're not necessarily going to promote it. As well. There's much more to say about the Bas Kohen for another time. What about a Bas Kohen marrying a Ger? We know that a Kohen cannot marry a Gioress. Can a Bas Kohen marry a Ger? So the Gemara Kedushin Ayin Beis and the Rambam Hilchos Yisurabiyah says a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gioress, but a Bas Kohen is permitted to marry a Ger. This is based on the Pasuk again, Amor LaKohenim, B'nei Aaron, and not B'nos Aaron as well. And this is cited in the Shulchan Aruch Nebuchadnezzar in Zayin Chaf Beis. Finally, the Mishnah in Ksuba Yisud Beis says that if a Bas Kohen marries a Kohen, their Ksuba should be double the amount. It's such a chashuv union that the Kohanim had a Mesorah and a tradition of Minag that the Kohanim would double the Ksuba because it was so wonderful that a Bas Kohen was marrying a Kohen. This is not Sayyid Lahalacha, but it is the source that you can add however much you want onto the Ksuba. This is the sources from here. There are other halachas as well. There are aspects of the znus of a bas kohen. That's a whole other shir, not for right now. And also there's the inyan of an eishes kohen who's pregnant, whether she should go to a cemetery. That's another inyan as well. But for soon it should be that the halachas that are relevant to the bas kohanim should be relevant again with the Beis HaMikdash, and she'll be able to partake of truma and eat of the kadshim of the Beis HaMikdash.